Okay, so let's discuss why Rosh Hashanah is the shorish of the Bria and the significance of the day of Rosh Hashanah about reconnecting back to the roots of creation. So let's start. So Rav Yosef Albo explains in the Sefer Ikrim that the 13 principles of faith of the Rambam can be boiled down to three basic principles: the belief in Hashem, the mitzvahs of Hashem, belief in Hashkacha, Tzchar V'Onesh, and then lastly, belief in Torah. And Rav Yosef Albo explains that the brachos of Rosh Hashanah, Malchus, Chorus, and Shofros correspond to these three fundamental beliefs. So Malchus is all about the mitzvahs of Hashem, belief in Hashem. Zichronos is about Hashem's Hashkacha and Tzchar V'Onesh and the Bria. And lastly, Shofros is all about belief in Torah. And the question is, what's the significance of this Rav Yosef Albo that on Rosh Hashanah we emphasize specifically Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros, the three fundamental core beliefs of our religion? So let's try to give a mashal. So if a person wants to plant an apple tree, where are you going to plant? Apple seeds. Planting orange seeds isn't going to give you an apple tree. If we want to plant in this Bria, that it's going to be a Bria of Malchus, a Bria of Metzias of Hashem, Metzias of Torah, and a Metzias of Tzchar V'Onesh, and Hashem's Hashkacha, we have to plant that at the very beginning of the year. So we want this year to be a year of the Metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a year of Metzias of Hashkachas Hashem, and a year of Metzias of Torah. So specifically the first day of the year, which is the root of everything, we're going to highlight the Sharashim for everything to come. And we find this played out in a similar vein, because the Maral teaches that each of the Gimel Regalim corresponds to one of these three Ikari Emuna. Pesach is all about the belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sukkot is all about Hashkacha of Hashem. And Shavuos is all about belief in Torah. So specifically Rosh Hashanah, which is the first day of creation, we're highlighting it encompasses all the other Gimel Regalim because it's foretelling and foreshadowing everything that's going to come in the future. Because Rosh Hashanah is the start of the day, the year, it's the Shorash of the Bria, and everything coming later in the Bria just emanates from Rosh Hashanah. So with this in mind, now we can ask a very basic question. Chazal referred to Rosh Hashanah as Rosh Hashanah. Why do they refer to it as Rosh Hashanah? Why not Tchilas Hashanah? What's the significance of the Rosh? So, just on a basic level, the Rosh, the head, guides someone or something. So, Rosh Hashanah guides the year, in the sense that we want the year to be a year of Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros. We want this to be a year of the Malchus of Hashem, Hashkachas Hashem, and of Torah. But on a much deeper level, the Maral explains that the significance of the Rosh, of the head, is that the Rosh is the Shoresh. The Rosh of something is the Shoresh, it's the root of everything. And Maral explains in this week's parsha that the Torah says, Ki Adam Etz Asada, that Adam is an inverted tree. That the same way a tree has branches, has roots, a trunk, and branches, that's the same thing when it comes to Adam. The Adam is root is his head, his body is his trunk, and his arms and legs is the branches. And the Maral explains that a person's Rosh, the Shorish, is specifically on the head, because that's connected. Adam is planted from Shemayim. We're not growing from the ground. We're specifically planted in Shemayim, so therefore the Shorish of Adam is specifically his Rosh. So let's try to understand this point, that the Rosh of something is specifically its Shorish, and that the Shorish of the Bria is Rosh Hashanah. And further, we can add that the Ramban, our Torah, explains that the Bria is going back to the state of Adam Rishon Kodem Machet. That the future, the Metzias of L'Asid Lavo, is just going back to the past of Adam Rishon before he sinned. And the question is, what's the significance of this? Because on one hand, we're connecting back to the Shorish, we're connecting back to the Shorish of the Bria of Adam Rishon Kodem Machet. But why do we specifically need to connect back to the Shoresh? Why couldn't the future be something different? Why is it that the future, the Osi Lavo, is specifically connecting back to the Shoresh of the Bria of the Metzias of Adam Rishon before he sinned? So to address these points, we're going to have to understand the very fundamental aspect of Rosh Hashanah. Because Rosh Hashanah is not only the day that we emphasize the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we also emphasize the fact that He created the world in this day. We call it the day, the Hayom Haras Olam. Hashem created the world in Rosh Hashanah. What's the significance of the fact that Rosh Hashanah is the day of the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and also it's the day of Brias Adam, and Brias Olam? So let's explain this point. So last week we developed the theme that malchus is achdus, that the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is synonymous for his achdus, because achdus contains within everything, and so too the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu contains within it everything inside the Bria. And if that's the case, then there's going to be a deep relationship between Brias HaOlam and the Yichud Hashem. Because as we said, Rosh Hashanah is about the Brias HaOlam and Malchus Hashem. And if Yichud Hashem is the same thing as Malchus Hashem, that means that there's going to be a connection between Brias HaOlam and the Yichud of Hashem. So what's the connection between Brias HaOlam and Yichud Hashem? So in order to understand this connection, let's cite Rabbein Bechaye in the beginning of Parshas Dvarim. So Rabbein Bechaye there explains that why is it that Sefer Shmos comes right after Sefer Bereishis? So Rabbein Bechai posits that Sefer Bereishis is all about creation of the world, Emunas HaChidosh, and from Emunas HaChidosh that leads a person to Emunas HaYichud, which is what Sefer Shmos is all about, the Yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now from Sefer Bereishis, and the fact that a person believes in the fact that Hashem created the world, then a person is going to come to believe in Hashem's oneness and unity. And let's explain this point of Rabbein Bechaye, that through belief in Emunas HaChidosh, through the belief, the fact that Hashem created the world, a person is going to come to believe in the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was just one. So in Katekemach, Rabbein Bechaye explains the significance of the initial moment of creation, the fact that Hashem created the world, is that it established Him as the creator. In that He's the Siba Rishona, He's the root cause of everything to subsequently come. So when Hashem created the world, it not only was that the first moment of time that this world was in existence, but it was also the moment of creation where the entire Mitzias of this world was just a Mitzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And once the entire world, that the creation was just a Mitzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that means that everything was contained within that. It was just about the Achdus of Hashem, just about the Yichud of Hashem. So Brias HaOlam caused the Yichud Hashem. Through Brias HaOlam, we're able to recognize the Yichud Hashem, that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Futner explains further that the significance of the fact that we celebrate Rosh Hashanah on the day that Adam HaRishon was created was that Malchus is inherently linked to Brias Adam. Because as the Gron, even as I explained, the difference between a Moshe and a Melech is that a Moshe is a tyrant who rules against the will of his subjects, but a Melech is a king whose subjects accept him. So in order for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be our Melech, it means that we accept him as our king. And the way that and specifically through creation of Adam HaRishon and Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also created his Malchus. Because until Adam accepted and recognized Hashem as his king, there was no Malchus Hashem in existence. So the significance of the fact that on Rosh Hashanah we both emphasize the Brias HaOlam and the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that specifically through the Bria is Hashem's Malchus able to be manifested and recognized. Let's explain this point a bit further, because what's the significance of this? What's the significance of the Emunas HaChidosh in the original Brias HaOlam that occurred in Rosh Hashanah? And to strengthen the question, we can point out that in addition to the Ramban that says that the Bria is going back to its original state of Adam Rishon Kol Machet, the Sfas Emes explains that on Rosh Hashanah we blow Tekiah Tru Tekiah to allude to the different stages of the world, that the original Tekiah alludes to the state of Adam Rishon Kod Mechet. Then we have Trua, which is the disarray and the chaos that the world currently is. And then the last Tekiah is alluding to the Metzias of the world that's going to be lost at level. So the question that we can ask is, why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically put the Bria in a stages of Tekiah, Trua, Tekiah? Why couldn't it just be one giant Tekiah? Why is it that we specifically need to go from a state of a trua in order to get back to the original tekiah. So let's explain this point. So Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, it's his mind of tshuva. What's tshuva all about? So Rav Lopiansky always likes to explain that tshuva is about revealing the inner goodness of a person. A person's mitzvah, a person's shorish, the core and essence of a person, is just one of good. And even though he's sullied by sin, he's covered up by all the bad things that he's done, when a person does tshuva, he's revealing that his etzim mitzvah, his real core part of him, is just one of good. And the significance of the fact that when Chazal teach that the Baal Tshuva is greater than the Tzaddik, is that when it comes to the Baal Tshuva, it's a greater revelation of the goodness that exists inside of him than the Tzaddik Gomor. Because as opposed to the Tzaddik Gomor, who's just entirely good his entire life, the Baal Tshuva, through sinning and stumbling and through all the turmoil in his life, and he still does Tshuva, he's a much greater revelation that his true essence and core, despite everything that happened, despite all the chaos that occurred in his life, is just one of good. I'll try to give a muscle to demonstrate this point. And so let's imagine the following case. So let's say a wife wants to, she asks her husband to prove the fact that he loves her. So she says, okay, do 10 jumping jacks for me. So, okay, the husband does 10 jumping jacks. Does that indicate his love for his wife? I mean, you might, but it's not a significant indication. So now let's say though the wife says to the husband, okay, you know, I want you to go climb Mount Everest and climb the Empire State Building, do all this other stuff for me. And the husband does it. Does that indicate his love for his wife? Yeah, it does, in a much greater way. Because he's willing to go out of his way for all these difficult challenges in order to prove his love for his wife. And the same thing is true when it comes to the Baal Tshuva versus the Tzaddik. Because the Baal Tshuva, if you're going through all the different challenges and all the different struggles in his life, it's a much greater revelation of his true essence of Tov than the person who is just a complete tzaddik. Because it doesn't reveal, if a person has it easy, then it's not a greater revelation of the true mitzias of the person. And the same thing is true about the world going back to its original state. The significance of something returning back to its shoresh is that it's a much greater giloy of what the shoresh is all about. Now, if the Bria, the fact that the Bria, as the Ramban and the Sasems teach, is going back to the original state of Adam Rishon Kol Machet, it's a much greater giloy of what the original shoresh is, that it's only about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, through the fact that the world is currently in a complete disarray, and it's going to go back to its original state, it emphasizes what the shorish of the Bria really is. That the shorish of the Bria is just the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But we find another aspect of this, that Rosh Hashanah is all about the shorish of the Bria. Because in Rosh Hashanah, during the shofar section of Rosh Hashanah, we make a big emphasis on Matan Torah. What's the connection between Matan Torah in Rosh Hashanah, right? Seemingly, Matan Torah is about Shavuos. So why is it that we emphasize Matan Torah specifically in Rosh Hashanah? So, in order to explain this idea, let's cite the Maamar Chazal. Chazal teach, why is it that the Pasuk teaches Vayar Vayivoker Yom HaShishi? Why is it that the Torah adds an extra hay to Yom HaShishi? Because the additional hay is teaching that HaKadosh Baruch Hu stipulated of Maisa Bereishis that if we accept the Torah good, and if not, then the world's going to go back to Tov Avohu. So we can ask two questions on this Chazal. Why is it that specifically Hashem stipulated with Yom HaShishi? Why is it specifically the sixth day of creation Hashem stipulated with that we need to accept the Torah? And then on top of that, we can ask, why is it that the world will go back to Tov Avohu if we didn't accept the Torah? Why Tov Avohu? So let's address the first question first. What's the significance of Yom HaShishi? So Yom HaShishi was the day that Adam HaRishon was created. We can give a mashal to understand this significance. Right? The Mefarshim Ol Bavred, why is it that we specifically celebrate Rosh Hashanah on the day that Adam was created? Why don't we celebrate Rosh Hashanah on the day that the world was created? So they like to give the following mashal, that imagine if you built a building, company built a building. When the company celebrates, they're not going to celebrate the day that the building was finished. They're going to celebrate the day the company started its work in the building. Because that's the purpose of the building, was for the company to do its work inside of it. So the same thing is true when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, because the purpose of the Bria was for the creation of Adam. And the creation of Adam specifically happened on Yom HaShishi. So therefore, Yom HaShishi, the day which is about the purpose of Adam, is the day that's going to allude to Kabbalah Satorah, because the purpose of the Bria was for Har Sinai and Kabbalah Satorah. And as the Sfas Emes teaches, the significance of Kabbalah Satorah is not that we are accepting something new. Rather, we're revealing what was the root behind the Bria the entire time. The Zohar HaKadosh teaches that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked into the world, into the Torah to create the world. The Torah was the Shorish of the Bria. At Har Sinai, it was the revelation that the Shorish of the Bria was the Torah. So the reason why the Bria would have gone back to Tohu Vavohu if we didn't accept the Torah, because it's the same reason why you cut off the roots of the tree dies. Because there's nothing left. So if we wouldn't accept the Shorish of the Bria at Har Sinai, if we wouldn't accept the Torah, we wouldn't accept the Shorish of the Bria, then the world just couldn't exist, because we're just cutting away the roots. But there's a deeper significance to Matan Torah and Rosh Hashanah. Because as the Sforno and the other Sforno explain, the world went back to its roots at Matan Torah, that the world went back to the Metzias of Adam HaRishon Kol Machet when we received the Torah. Because at Matan Torah, we are completely connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which was the same state of Adam HaRishon when he's in Gan Eden. And as we said earlier, Rosh Hashanah is all about connecting back to the Shoresh. So Matan Torah was a point in time in history when we connected back to the original Shoresh, when we were just us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Shoresh of the entire Bria. And at Rosh Hashanah, we want to emphasize the fact that we're connecting directly back to Him, and that's exactly what occurred at Har Sinai when we received the Torah. And that's why both on Rosh Hashanah and Har Sinai, we blow the shofar. Because the significance of the shofar is that the shofar is the instrument that enables us to connect back to the Shoresh. At Har Sinai, the shofar is blown because we're connected back to the Shoresh of the Bria. And the same thing is true on Rosh Hashanah, because in Rosh Hashanah, we're connecting back to the very Shoresh of the Bria. Let's explain this point. The Zohar HaKadosh teaches that our Kadosh Baruch, when we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, we're blowing life into ourselves, the same way Hashem blew life into Adam HaRishon. The word neshama in Hebrew is the same lashon as neshima. Because when we blow breath into the shofar, we're imitating Hashem's blowing of life into Adam HaRishon. And the significance is that every single Rosh Hashanah, every single Jew is getting his life blown back into him. And that we're re-experiencing the original neficha of Adam HaRishon and Rosh Hashanah. So we're connecting back to the Shoresh because we're connecting back to the very essence of creation. We're connecting back to the original point in time when Adam HaRishon was created. So we're connecting back to the Shoresh through the shofar, because the shofar is a kli that enables us to connect back to the very original roots of creation. And with this in mind, we can now explain a different aspect of the Shoresh that exists on Rosh Hashanah. Because on Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah teaches that some major events occurred to Klal Yisrael on Rosh Hashanah. So for example, Chazal teach that Avram and Yaakov were born on Rosh Hashanah, that Sarah, Rachel, and Chana were remembered on Rosh Hashanah, that their forefathers stopped doing Mavoda in Egypt on Rosh Hashanah, that Yosef is freed in jail on Rosh Hashanah. What's the common denominator amongst all these events? So the common denominator amongst all of these events is that they were physical freedom potential in order to achieve spiritual results much later. So for example, the fact that Yosef was freed from jail enabled much greater things to come down the road. Same thing. Rachel, Sarah, and Chana were remembered in Rosh Hashanah. There wasn't anything inherently ruchnius about that, but it laid the groundwork for ruchnius that would come much later down the road. And on Rosh Hashanah, one of the themes in Rosh Hashanah is about the potential that exists. The potential that exists within the Bria. Because part of being the Shorish of something, part of it being a root, is that it contains within the root, what's contained within the root is the potential for everything else to forthcome. So the same way that in the roots of a tree contain the potential of growth of the tree, so too Rosh Hashanah contains within it the potential of the Bria. And my friend Josh Appel pointed out from Rabbi Lamb, now Rosh Hashanah we say Hayom Haras Olam. What's the significance of Hayom Haras Olam? So the word Haras appears in Tanakh only in one other context, in the Sefer Yirmiyah, in the context of a womb. So Rabbi Lamb explained that the same way a fetus in the womb is only potential, there's nothing actualized yet. That's Pshat in Rosh Hashanah. In Rosh Hashanah, we are all about our potential, and we're not actual, and we want to actualize our potential. The same way that the fetus in the womb wants to actualize its potential, us in Rosh Hashanah, we want to recognize our potential and actualize it and complete it. So Rosh Hashanah is the Shorish of the Bria in that sense, that it's a day of recognizing our potential, because the Shorish, the root of everything, is the potential for everything to come. And specifically, the shofar is what enables us to reach our potential. Because as the Rambam teaches, when we blow the shofar, it's supposed to reawaken us to do tshuva. Because when we do tshuva, we're actually fulfilling our full potential. So we specifically blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah, not only to connect back to the original Lefichah, to connect back to the original blowing of life into Adam HaRishon, but it's also connecting back to the Shorish of our own potential in order for us to fulfill and become the people that we're meant to be. So to sum up, Rosh Hashanah is the day, it's the Shorish, it's the root of creation in many different senses. Rosh Hashanah is the day we emphasize the roots of creation, we emphasize the Malchus, Sichonos, and Shofos, which are the three fundamental core beliefs of our religion: belief in Mitzias of Hashem, belief in Hashkachas Hashem, belief in the Torah. And Rosh Hashanah is the first day of creation, so it's the root of everything else. In the day which is all about the roots of creation, we're supposed to recognize our potential in order that the Bria can reach its potential, which is going back to its original roots of Adam HaRishon Kol Machay, because that was the specific moment where only HaKadosh Baruch Hu existed. And at that moment was the greatest gila, the fact that only the Mitzias of Hashem existed. So we're trying to go back to the original Shorash, we're trying to go back to the original root in order for it to be the greatest gila of the Malchus and of the Achdus of Hashem that could potentially exist in the Bria.